The campuses of Tulane University and Newcomb College in New Orleans, Louisiana, Minnesota, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents the transcribed College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, Tulane University and Associated Newcomb College have joined up to challenge the varsity scholars from the University of Minnesota, the school that returns to the College Quiz Bowl for a record-breaking ninth straight week. And now, here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hi there, everybody. We're glad to have you with us for another undergraduate intercollegiate battle of the brains. Last week, Navy upset Mississippi in the Sugar Bowl and Minnesota down Colorado in the Quiz Bowl. This week, we've got another intellectual competition scheduled between two tough teams. Now, let's meet them. First, we're going way down south to New Orleans, Louisiana, where Bob Nelson of station WDSU New Orleans is on hand to serve as referee for the combined Tulane-Newcomb team. Are you with us, Bob?
Yes, I sure am, Alan, and so is our team. We've got two men from Tulane University and two ladies from Tulane's Associated Newcomb College, and they're out to give Minnesota a hard fight, believe me. But here they are to introduce themselves.
Don Lee from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Bob Marikangas, Fort Belt, Warren, Virginia.
Ellen Mack, Stanford, Connecticut.
E.T. Letelier, New Orleans, Louisiana.
All right, there you have the varsity scholars from Tulane Newcomb. Now let's travel north right up the Mississippi to Minneapolis, St. Paul, where Bob Boyle of station KSTP Minneapolis, St. Paul, is standing by to referee for that amazing collegiate quartet, the Minnesota team. Are you with us, Bob?
Yes, Alan, right here again, and it looks to me as though this job has security. The way Minnesota is going, you may have them with you right to spring training.
Yeah.
Here they are again to say hello.
Colleen Helgeson-Nelson, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Joe Shechtman, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey, Hopkins, Minnesota.
All right, now you've met both teams. Before Roger Tuttle explains our rules, may I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. But we're also trying to give you an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found today on every American campus. Now, how about those rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Tulane Newcomb signals, you'll hear... And when the University of Minnesota signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. Now, if a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl. Okay, Alan?
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it. But if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules, and that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Your first bonus question tonight is worth 40 points. Here's the toss-up. For 10 points, tell us. What state's junior senator is 19 years the senior, Tulane?
It's Bob Marikangas.
Alvin Barkley, Kentucky is the state.
Kentucky is the state, I'll accept it. Alvin Barkley, I'll finish. What state's junior senator is 19 years the senior of its senior senator, and the state is Kentucky's. Alvin Barkley is 77, the senior senator is 58. Okay, Tulane, you got a chance at a 40-point bonus question here. Now, you are to imagine and work as a team, Tulane Newcomb. I want you to imagine that the god Jove is giving a small dinner party for five other lesser gods and goddesses. Now, each dinner guest checks one item in the cloakroom. The items checked are a three-pronged spear, an anvil, a caduceus, a lyre, and an owl. Now, for 5 points, I want each guest you can name. You'll get 5 points for each guest you can name using either the Greek or the Roman name. You'll get 40 points if you can name all five.
The first one, I believe, is Neptune, isn't it?
Neptune.
Vulcan for the anvil.
Right.
Mercury for the caduceus.
Right.
Aphrodite for the owl.
No. Quick, you got two more, the lyre and the owl. No more.
Bacchus for the lyre.
No.
Oh, would that be,
Time is...
Erato?
No, Apollo and Minerva. Apollo for the lyre and Minerva for the owl. A Minerva, Athena, or Phaleus. Okay, you got 15 points on that, right? Here we go with the 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, who was the tyrant who ordered William Tell to bow down before his captain? Minnesota.
Joe Scheckman.
Gessler.
Gessler is right. Bow down before his cap on the end of a pole. All right, Joe, for getting that one, you got a 30-point bonus here from Minnesota. You know, certain common expressions, insofar as they mean to use extreme comparisons, now get that, extreme comparisons, are not scientifically correct. For instance, if you were asked to improve scientifically on the expression quick as lightning, you'd say quick as light or electromagnetic waves in free space. That is, if you knew all that, you'd say. 10 points for each of the following expressions that you can improve as far as they can be improved. First of all, heavy as lead.
Lead is not the heaviest element. Plutonium is, I believe. No,
no, there are later
heaviest
ones.
Known substance you're
heaviest
looking for.
Heaviest known substance. It's number, what, 98?
No, they've got to 100 now. Heavy. Californium?
Heavy
as... What?
Neptunium?
No.
California.
Osmium. Osmium. Osmium is the heaviest known substance. All right. Cold as ice.
Well, it would be, have to be dry ice, carbon dioxide,
well, no,
wouldn't it?
No. Whatever.
Absolute zero is 273. Yeah, minus 273.
What is the substance?
No, not mercury, is it?
A substance. Outer space.
Liquid helium.
Oh.
Liquid helium.
Hmm.
Light as air.
The lightest element is hydrogen.
Hydrogen. Did I hear hydrogen?
Yep.
Light as hydrogen, right, for 10 points. Hydrogen is the lightest known substance. Okay, that makes you 20. All right, score in time, Roger.
Right now, 20 minutes to go, Alan. Minnesota has 20. Tulane Newcomb has 25.
All right, and while we're stopped here, tell us about the stakes for this game, will you, Roger?
Well, Alan, each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. Now, it may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And to each member of the losing team, they will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. I've given you time and score, Alan, so how about back to another toss-up question?
Okay, here we go. A 30-point bonus is in the offing. For 10 points, here's your toss-up. Tell us, what scientific theory do you associate with the beagle? Minnesota.
Colleen Nelson.
That would be the Darwinian theory of evolution, the origin of species.
Right. That's right for 10 points, Minnesota. Colleen, tell me why. What do I mean by the beagle? Colleen, what do I mean by the beagle?
The beagle was the ship on which Darwin made his initial voyage around the world on a natural history and geological expedition.
You amazed. That is right. Here's your bonus question, Minnesota. I'm going to quote the first line of three very famous novels. And for 10 points apiece, I want you to name the novel and the author from which they come. First of all, Call Me Ishmael.
That's Moby Dick by Melville.
Right. Quote, my father had a small estate in Nottinghamshire. I was the third of five sons.
Wasn't that
Gulliver's Travels?
By Swift. That's right, Gulliver's Travels by Swift. Oh, I thought we'd fool you on that one. All right. For a long time, I used to go to bed early. You know this.
Well, I presume now he means he stays up late.
Remembrance of things past. Okay, scoring time, Roger.
Right now, 18 minutes to go. Minnesota has 50 points. Tulane Newcomb has 25.
Okay, a 30-point musical bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, why would millinery probably be an expensive item in the wardrobe of the goddess Hecate? Tulane.
Ellen Mack.
She had more than one head.
Right. She had more than one head. I'll accept it. How many heads did she have, Ellen? Three. Okay, on my card I had more than one head, and that was acceptable. All right. Although you won't find the word ink, Tulane Newcomb, in the dictionary, it seems to be popular with songwriters. Now, all you've got to do to earn 30 points here is to name the following popular songs which have the word ain't in their titles. 10 points for each title. What is this one?
Ain't she sweet?
Right for 10 points. What's this one?
Ain't misbehaving.
Oh, we don't hear much music, do we? And this one?
Ain't necessarily so.
The full 30 points.
Right now, Alan, 17 minutes to go. Minnesota has 50. Tulane Newcomb has 65.
And a 25-point bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. What did Josiah Bartlett, Robert Treat Payne, Roger Sherman, and Juno Witherspoon do together? Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey.
Did they sign the Mayflower? They signed the Mayflower Compact. Huh?
Can you take it, Tulane?
I think they founded colonies, perhaps. Roger Sherman.
No, I'm sorry. They signed the Declaration of Independence. Okay, here we go with another toss-up, and coming up is a 25-point bonus. A man named Colonel John Paul Staff received two black eyes recently when he took a...
Tulane? It was an experiment to see how fast they could accelerate. And it was the fastest job of accelerating a human being and deceleration. And his eyeballs pressed against his eyelids and gave him two black eyes.
That is the answer I was looking for. I'll complete the question. A man named Colonel Paul, John Paul Staff, received two black eyes recently when he took a ride in a sled for 10 points. Why did he get the black eyes? And that was the answer. Here's your 25-point bonus. Yes.
I'm afraid he was a Minnesota graduate, too.
Oh, he was.
But Tulane decelerated right into the answer.
Okay, here we go. This is yours, Tulane, for 25 points. It's a quick five-part bonus, and I mean this is quick. We're going to test your knowledge of literature of the nursery. I'll accept only one answer for each question, 5 points for each correct answer, but you must do it in a matter of seconds after I say it. Okay. Tulane, work as a team, but work quickly. Who licked the platter clean? Jack Spratt and his wife. All right, who called for the tarts?
The Queen of Hearts.
What?
Queen.
Queen of Hearts.
Nope, I've got the King of Hearts. All right. Who came so soon? Who came so soon? 10 o'clock scholar. Who would a wooing go?
The frog.
Right, 5 points. Who kissed the maiden all forlorn?
Jack, who built the house.
Man all tattered and torn. Man all tattered and torn. Scoring time, Roger.
Well, right now, Minnesota has 50 points. We have 14 minutes to go. Tulane Newcomb has 80 points.
And a 40-point bonus is coming up. For 10 points, tell us, what since 1906 has moved from the west side of Boothia Peninsula to the eastern part of the Prince of Wales Isle? The magnetic North Pole. I'm sorry you didn't come in quick enough. The magnetic North Pole has moved. Still in the offing, a 40-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, what crime immortalized in a famous poem did Lord Petrie perpetrate against Miss Annabel Fermor? Tulane.
Alan Mack.
It was the rape of the lock. He cut off one of her curls.
That's right. He stole a lock of her hair and raped the lock of the poem. All right, here's your 40-point bonus, Tulane Newcomb. Now, if I said John Jacques, you'd probably say Rousseau. Now, that's correctly associating the last name of this famous French writer and philosopher with his first two names. You're going to get 10 points now each time you can identify the most famous bearers of the following sets of Christian names. Peter Paul. Tulane Newcomb. Not Miles, I'll tell you.
Art director.
Peter Paul Rubens, the French Flemish painter. Johann Wolfgang.
Mozart.
No. Johann...
Strauss?
What?
Strauss?
No, Goethe, the German writer. Algernon Charles.
Yes.
What? No, Algernon. No, Charles.
Swinburne.
That's right, Swinburne, the English poet. Hold on to your hat. Marie-Joseph Paul Yves Roche Gilbert.
Antoinette?
No, I want to say that again. Marie-Joseph Paul Yves Roche Gilbert. Lafayette. That's bad French. He was a French patriot and soldier. All right, scoring time, Roger.
I'm sorry, Lafayette, but the time has come. That means a half-minute timeout for a one-minute timeout. There's the whistle, Alan.
All right, and I want to meet, first of all, during this timeout, the two scholars from Sophie Newcomb and Tulane University. Don Lee, what are you down there, a senior?
Yes, I'm a senior in College of Arts and Science.
Fine. Now, what are your plans upon graduation?
Well, I'd like to go to graduate school, and I'm making applications, but I'll probably get drafted.
Okay. Bob, Marenkis.
Bob Merikangas.
Merikangas. What are your plans, sir?
Well, I plan to go into the Navy after I graduate for a few years.
And your major there?
Mathematics.
Okay, good luck in the Navy. Ellen Mack, what are your plans?
I plan to go to Yale Law School.
To Yale Law School, huh? You graduate this year?
Yes, I do.
Yativ Yetelier, what are your plans?
To teach nursery school and kindergarten.
Teach nursery school? Well, that's good. I always like to hear about teachers. All right, let's go up the Mississippi to the University of Minnesota and find out how your holidays were up there. Eleanor Vail, what'd you do during the holidays?
I spent 64 hours in the course of less than a week at the theater, Alan, working crew for a Mall in the Night Visitors.
Some aeroplane is going over somewhere, I guess, right? Where is that?
Here, too late.
Oh, I see. No, they're flying. No. Thompson, what did you
do? Thompson, I saw that.
Great. What'd you do?
I was working, and one book that we were selling... Well, you tell him about it, Chuck.
Well, when I bumped into Joe and trying to buy my four-quarter books, Alan, why, in browsing through the bookstore, it just so happens I came across something called Plain Talk for Men Under 21, written by one Alan Ludden. That's your book, of course, Alan.
Oh, well, I'm delighted you bumped into it. It was in the front of the shelf, I hope.
Well, it was.
Published by Dodd Mead, Chuck, and thank you so much for mentioning it.
Did he buy it?
Yeah, did you buy it? That's why
you're on the table.
You don't have that in front of him, right.
Oh, well, good. You're a little old for it, Chuck. Incidentally, before we move along, I want to say that, you know, each month, Good Housekeeping Magazine runs a page of college quiz bowl questions, and for a chance to match your wits with our collegiate champions, see the January issue of Good Housekeeping Magazine. It's on the newsstands right now. Good Housekeeping, you know, also awards a $500 weekly cash prize that goes to the college of the winning team here in our Radio College Quiz Bowl. Okay, it looks like our time up is up. There is the whistle. Let's get back to the quiz. What's the score in time, Roger?
Alan, we have 10 minutes to go. The score is now Minnesota has 50 points. Tulane Newcomb has 100 points even.
Okay, a 30-point bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. The brown tail, the codling, and the gypsy are all varieties. Minnesota.
They're all varieties of moths.
Right, for 10 points, Minnesota. Here's your bonus, Minnesota. In the last few weeks, there have been news stories on the lives and careers of a series of different people. For 10 points apiece, can you tell us how the lives and careers of the following have been recently affected? A man named Jose Antonio Ramon.
He was assassinated as the president of Panama at a racetrack by a group of men with machine guns just a few days ago.
A complete answer if I ever heard it. All right, a boy only 17 years old named Carlos.
Carlos.
A boy only 17 years old.
I believe that's the pretender to the Spanish throne.
Yes.
Juan Carlos de somebody.
And he just visited Franco in a villa just outside of Madrid. He will probably be brought back on the throne soon.
That's it. That's what I'm looking for. All right, a man whose first name is Wolf.
Wolf Ladejinski was just recently expelled from the agriculture department and recently hired by FOA and Mr. Stassen as an agricultural attaché.
Right. Score and time, Roger.
Right now, 8.5 minutes to go. Minnesota has 90 points. Tulane Newcomb has 100 points.
It's very close. Very close. A 30-point bonus is coming up. It's a musical bonus, and it's a good one. All right, here's your toss-up. For 10 points, what important right in the Bill of Rights is also the title of a well-known Gilbert and Sullivan opera? Minnesota.
Eleanor Vail.
Trial by jury.
Right, trial by jury. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights. Okay, you got a musical bonus, Minnesota. You know, classical composers have been inspired by Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet and have frequently written music with this famous play as a point of departure. Now, for 10 points apiece, you are to identify the composer who wrote each of the following Romeo and Juliet compositions. Listen carefully.
That's Tchaikovsky.
Tchaikovsky.
That's right, for 10 points. You didn't hear much of that.
There's something wrong with the...
Prokofiev is right. Don't comment on the sound.
That's the earphone.
Mr. Prokofiev wouldn't like that. All right. Who is this next one?
Is that from Gounod's Romeo and Juliet?
No. Work as a team.
Sibelius.
What?
Sibelius.
No. Time is called. Berlioz. Berlioz. All right, what's the score in time now, Roger?
Right now, we have 7 minutes to go. Tulane Newcomb has 100 points. Minnesota has 120 points.
And a 25-point bonus is coming up. All right, this is a tight one. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. Tell us, what round-trip excursion did Odysseus, Aeneas, Herc... Heracles, Theseus, and Orpheus all at one time or another take. Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
They all went to the underworld and back.
That's right. The round trip to the underworld. And back. Heracles. Okay, you got a 25-point bonus here, Minnesota. Now, we've gone to great lengths to camouflage some familiar aphorisms. You're going to get 5 points for each one that you can quote correctly. Here we go. Quote. Smite while the ferrous sulfate is characterized by a relatively high temperature.
Yeah.
What?
While the iron is hot.
What?
Smite while the iron is hot.
Strike while the iron is hot. All right, my earphones must be bad. All right.
Well, let's put it
one
down.
Long-winged passerine does not compose the warmest
one
period.
One swallow
does not make a summer.
All right. Okay, every floral emblem of England has its excrescence.
Every rose has its thorn.
This place, 16 miles to the south of the Tiber River, took more than 24 hours to construct.
Rome was not built in a day.
Any previously unused besom brushes dirt free.
A new broom sweeps clean.
That's right. Score in time, Roger.
Right now, we have 5.5 minutes to go. Minnesota has 150 points. Tulane Newcomb has 100. 155. Minnesota has 155. Tulane Newcomb, 100.
What?
Tulane Newcomb has 100 points.
All right. I got a mathematical bonus coming up that's worth 25 points. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, what distinguished scientist philosopher was also a negotiator of a peace? Tulane.
Ellen Mack thinks he knows.
No, Minnesota. Can you take it?
Chuck
Benjamin Moore. Franklin. Benjamin Franklin was an instrumental negotiator in the Anglo-American Treaty of Paris. Still, a 25-point bonus, mathematical bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. Tell us, whose belt and whose horse are in the heavens? Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
Orion, is it not?
Can you... That's not all of the answer.
Orion has the belt and his
Tulane,
horse.
Tulane.
Pegasus, the horse.
No, the answer is it's Orion's belt and Bellerophon's horse, Pegasus. I asked whose belt and whose horse. All right, we still got a 25-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, I want you to quote the phrase that concludes the speech from which the following excerpt is taken. Quote, is life so dear, our peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price? Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey.
Give me liberty or give me death.
That is the conclusion of the speech, and write 10 points, Minnesota. Here's your mathematical bonus. Get out your pencils and paper. Here it goes. Now, you are to take the year of the signing of the Magna Carta.
1215.
Multiplied by the percent of the United States now closed to Russian
27.
Aliens.
27.
And subtract the traditional number of disciples or apostles that Jesus sent out to preach the gospel.
12.
For 25 points, what's your numerical answer?
Well, wouldn't it be 11 because Judas was no longer around?
No. 12.
So it's multiplied by...
12, 15 times 27.
That's forever.
5, 10. Mm-hmm.
Mr. McGregor's doing it. You better work fast.
2, 8,
32, 8, 17.
32805 is what I did.
Yeah, but you have to add the apostles on, don't you?
Subtract the apostles.
Subtract
the apostles.
32793.
Okay. 32793.
25 points.
Phew.
I was afraid I had read it incorrectly. This week, here goes your toss-up, and a bonus of 20 points is in the offing. This week, President Eisenhower became the third president of the United States in this century. Minnesota.
Joe Scheckman.
To address a two houses that were both of the opposite party to him, and the others were Wilson in 1918 or 20, and Truman in 1948.
How did you know I didn't even ask the question? And that's precisely what I was going to ask. And I'm in New York, and you're Minnesota. That is exactly. I said, for 10 points, who were the other two? Wilson and Truman is the answer, and here's your 20-point bonus, Minnesota. The ABC mediation is a famous phrase in American history. 20 points if you can name the ABC powers and the two nations for whom they tried to mediate. Both two answers to this, two parts to this answer. The ABC powers and the two nations for whom they tried to mediate.
America, the United States, probably.
Well, let's see. The ABC powers would probably be Argentina, Brazil, and Chile, wouldn't they? They're often referred to as that, Argentina.
That is right. Now, for what powers did they mediate?
Did they mediate between either Bolivia and Paraguay or Paraguay and Uruguay?
One I need an answer quickly.
Bolivia and Paraguay.
No, the United States and Mexico. Okay. 20-point bonus is in the offing. Here's your toss-up. According to the Bible, and for 10 points, tell us, what tree was appointed king of all others? Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey.
The oak.
Can you take it, Tulane? Can you take
anyone?
It, Tulane?
Anyone? Bob?
Try it. No takers, the Bramble, Judges 9-14. Here's your toss-up, 20-point bonus coming up for 10 points. What famous man said, "Die when I may, I want it said by those who know me best, that I always plucked a thistle and planted a flower where I thought a flower would grow." Who said that? Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey.
Was it Luther? It was Luther Burbank.
Can you take it, Tulane?
Anyone?
Santa
Ana? No, Abraham Lincoln. For 10 points, tell us, who was the first? Here's your toss-up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, who was the first American Secretary of Defense? Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey.
James B. Forrestal.
Right, for 10 points, Minnesota, here's your 20 points. 20 points. What do we call the gigantic sheet of ice located in a sea in the Antarctic, which is 500 to 1,500 feet thick? Okay, there.
I'm sorry, Alan. That's it. The time is up. The game is over for this week. Final score on the College Quiz Bowl is tonight 100 points for Tulane Newcomb and 210 points for the winner, the University of Minnesota. To each member of the Tulane Newcomb team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, the University of Minnesota will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Minnesota will return next week to compete in the new All-American Quiz Game with the varsity scholars of Brown University, Pembroke College, at Providence, Rhode Island. In the meantime, to try your hand at more of these questions, read the Quiz Bowl page in the January issue of Good Housekeeping magazine. It's on the newsstands now. Here once again, your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
I want to congratulate the University of Minnesota, and I want to say to those fine young people down at Tulane, Newcomb, Don Lee, Bob Merikangas, Ellen Mack, and Yativ Letelier, congratulations, you did a good job. It was a tough fight there. Next week, Minnesota meets Brown University and Pembroke College, the school that last year downed the Minnesota team. The following weeks, we're going to have varsity scholars from the University of Illinois, Rutgers University, Princeton University, Oberlin College, and many other outstanding colleges and universities throughout the United States. So won't you be with us again next week and every week here for an exciting quiz game in the College Quiz Bowl. This is Alan Ludden saying now, so long, everybody.
Tonight were for Tulane University, Newcomb College, Bob Nelson of station WDSU, New Orleans, and for the University of Minnesota, Bob Boyle of station KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC radio network presentation, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Phobes, and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking.
What in the world is worth $64 million? Your child's life, of course. Your child's freedom from the fear, the pain, the paralysis of polio. Your child's medical care and rehabilitation if the tragedy of infantile paralysis should strike home. For polio prevention, for patient aid, $64 million in dimes and dollars must be raised by the 1955 March of Dimes. In this vital year, give to the March of Dimes. Send your dimes and dollars to your local March of Dimes headquarters.